We're going to begin by talking about a parade of play homes that Terramore Homes is putting on. And we are joined now by Michelle Sims of Terramore Homes, a voice you are familiar with if you listen to us here on WCHL, joining us here now in the studio to talk about this. Michelle, good to be with you this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, for people who don't know, tell us about Terramore Homes just in general.
Sure. Well, we have been a locally owned building company here for 10 years, and we started with two people in one small office in one community, and now we have over 50 associates in our team, and we've built in over 50 communities across the Triangle.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And celebrating 10 years this year, right?
August, yep. We celebrated our 10-year anniversary, and so it was a very exciting time because we've grown a lot in that amount of time.
What sets you apart?
Well, I think what's always set us apart is being a woman-owned company. We certainly shaped the design in our communities as a result of kind of what features and that are important to us. And so I've always had an opportunity to be involved in the design and the architecture and all of those little things that make a big difference. So
awesome.
That's made a big difference for us. But what sets us apart right now is probably our people. We have a strong team and local people right here in the community. So
very cool.
Here to help. Yeah.
So that's Terramore Homes. Let's talk about the parade of play homes. What is it and what does it entail?
Near and dear to our heart, we actually decided to start a foundation, a nonprofit this year for our 10-year anniversary called Work, Live, Play, Give. And we determined that our two charities that we wanted to support this year were Duke Children's Hospital and the YMCA of the Triangle. Two very excellent
Absolutely,
organizations.
Yeah.
We want to give back to the community, and we decided on those two this year. And we determined that we were going to build 10 play homes on display throughout the entire Triangle area. And they've been on display now since October. And actually, they were drawn yesterday. So we now have winners for our play homes.
Nice.
So that's been exciting.
So people are going to win. People can
take them
with us. They
have won the play homes. Yes.
So what are some of the play homes? They're all kind of themed, right?
They are. We divided our 50 different people into groups of 10. And they each had a team. And they designed their own little mini custom homes with different themes. Like fire station, a lighthouse, a clubhouse, a little quick stop gas station. You name it.
Did they get a theme and then have to design? Or did they choose the theme themselves?
They created it entirely themselves.
Nice. So
all the creative minds came together, and then they executed all the way through and went above and beyond anything I could have imagined.
Did they have to coordinate with each other to make sure, like, they didn't do fire stations or something like that, or did it just happen to work out that they were all different?
Amazingly, it all happened that they were all different from each other. So very unique, very full of personality.
Really cool. So speaking with Michelle Sims of Terramore Homes, a conversation sponsored by Terramore Homes. We're talking about the parade of play homes. So where have they been around the Triangle that people could see?
Yeah, if somebody wants to visit the website, Work, Live, Play, Give, they can see where they are still at this moment on display. So they can go visit those and also see model homes as well. But they are throughout the Chapel Hill, Durham, Wake County, and Johnston County areas. So they're all over. So anywhere you might be touring around, you can certainly find one to take a look and bring the family out to see for sure.
Awesome.
The good news is that we did draw the names yesterday, and we brought in our grand totals, so we now know what we're able to give back.
Because this was a raffle, right? Like spend money, buy a ticket, you raise the money for the charity.
Yeah. Yes. The great news is, and that's what I'm so excited to talk about, is between the raffle ticket sales, donations that we brought in, and just community contributions, as well as the match that Terramore Homes did, especially this past month where we had huge donations coming in, we were able to raise a grand total of $50,000.
Wow.
So we will be able to give $25,000 each to both
that's
Duke
incredible.
Children's and the YMCA of the Triangle.
Oh, so that's really cool.
We're
so
very excited.
That's awesome. Was that anything close to what you expected or beyond your expectations? Or
you know, we loved the project so much, and it brought our team together so much, and they got to visit each of these wonderful places and what they do to contribute to the community, that my expectations were filled so quickly just from that. I really couldn't have been happier. But to see now what the community has done in coming out to support this, just blows me away. So I couldn't be more thrilled.
That's really cool. Again, speaking with Michelle Sims of Terramore Homes, they've already raised $50,000, $25,000 each for Duke Children's Hospital and YMCA of the Triangle through this Parade of Play Homes, which again, you can still check out the Play Homes. WorkLivePlayGive.org is the website. TerramoreHomes.com is Terramore's website if you want more information about that. How can people continue to contribute? Are there still ways?
Yes, thank you for asking. Our Work, Live, Play, Give Foundation is something we've set up for the long term because we always plan to continue, just as we always have for 10 years, to give back to the local community. We'll identify different charities as we go, so they can still go and donate any amount at any time, and it will be going straight to the charities that we identify.
Will it be those two charities?
It will, yes. As of through the foreseeable months until we're able to determine a final number, maybe we can even raise a little more. So that would be great too.
Awesome.
We'd love that.
Again, workliveplaygive.org is the website to get more information and also find out how you can give back if you're listening out there and you haven't already, or if you have and you want to give back more, head to that website. So what's next for Work, Live, Play, Give? Are you going to do the Parade of Play Homes again? Is it going to be another thing?
We like to keep it creative and keep it fun. So we're going to put our creative minds together to come up with the next new and exciting thing to do. So stay tuned.
Awesome. Of all of the play homes, was there one that stood out to you, or did they all stand out in their own ways?
They really all had a unique identity, and I would be biased because I was on a team to build my own.
Oh, which one did you do?
So I built the clubhouse with four other team members. So you know, I have a little bias there, of course, but I can't even tell you how unique they all are. Perfect for a different, depending on age and personality of each child. They will. There's one to fit the bill. That's
how
for
big
sure.
are they?
They anywhere from the maximum size was 8 by 8 by 8.
Okay.
So, but they vary in size and shape. Obviously, a lighthouse within those parameters. So very exciting. They're good sized.
Yeah,
yes.
That's really cool. Again, workliveplaygive.org is the website to find out more about the Parade of Play Homes and how you can help donate to those two great causes, Duke Children's Hospital, YMCA of the Triangle. Anything else that people want to know?
No, thank you for all your support.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the winners, but thank you for the months of support from the community. We truly appreciate that.
Michelle Sims, Terramore Homes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, workliveplaygive.org is the website for more info. You can also find out more about Terramore Homes at terramorehomes.com, TerraMore, terramorehomes.com.